150,000 kwacha. Taliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Court orders for future of Bowman Dusambu's Chamba Valley House. Government confirms tailings dam failure at Mukabamo Copper Mines. In Global News, detained rival to President Rehutia is in detention and post-election crackdown. Hello and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news at 18 hours. My name is Constance Mazina Mwinga. The details. The Lusaka Magistrate Court has ordered the forfeiture of former Lusaka Province Minister Bowman Dusambu's four-bedroomed house in Chamba Valley after finding the property tainted. Delivering the ruling this afternoon, Chief Resident Magistrate Davis Tiwili said a prosecution application under the Forfeiture of Presence of Crime Act found that the house itself constituted tainted property, but ruled that the land on which it was built is not proceeds of crime. Magistrate Chiwili noted the land had been held under a lease agreement that expired during the proceedings and directed that ownership revert to the leaser, Mukuka Mukonge. In applying sections 15 and 16 of the Forfeiture of Proceeds of Crime Act, the court said it was difficult to determine which portion of the combined land and structure asset constituted proceeds of crime, and for that reason the house was forfeited while the land was treated separately from the tainted proceeds. The court has also ordered Mr. Lusambu to pay 5.2 million kwacha to the state as a debt in respect of the forfeited assets and said the house cannot be disposed of by the state at this time because of ongoing appeal proceedings in the Lusaka High Court. Meanwhile, Magistrate Chiwili has granted Mr. Lusambu 500,000 kwacha bail pending appeal with three working sureties from Lusaka and recognized organizations on the basis that the appeal may take time to be heard but will remain imprisoned due to a separate four-year sentence he is serving. Green Economy and Environment Minister Mike Mupoja has confirmed the failure of a tailings dam at Mukabamo Copper Mines Limited in Mwanza District, Lwapula Province. The mine, operated by EZ Mining Limited, experienced the incident on 23rd November 2025 in the Chevele area of Kashiba Chiefdom. Mr. Mposha says preliminary findings indicate that the dam failure resulted from poor structure integrity of the embankments and the absence of a protective liner which allowed seepage and the release of alkaline tailings into the surrounding environment. He has noted in a statement that detailed assessments are currently underway to establish both the size of the dam and the exact volume of effluent discharged. Ms. Tamposha explains that in response to the breach, the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, has issued an environmental restoration order instructing the mining company to immediately stop operating and begin cleaning up all the affected areas. He says before any restoration work commences, the mine is required to hire an independent and competent assessor to determine the full extent of the pollution. Ms. Tamposha has reiterated that under the polluter pays principle, Mukabamo Copper Mines will be responsible for all costs related to environmental assessment and restoration. He has assured the public that no fatalities have been recorded and reaffirmed government's resolve to ensure full accountability, corrective action, and comprehensive environmental restoration. In more news, government has officially launched Lenacapavir, a new long-acting injectable pre-exposure prophylaxis PrEP medication designed to help reduce new HIV infections. Speaking at the launch, which coincided with International World AIDS Day commemoration in Lusaka today, under the theme Overcoming Disruption, Transforming the AIDS Response, Health Minister Elijah Mchima said the introduction of Lenacapavir offers renewed hope for young people and vulnerable populations, reaffirming Zambia's commitment to ending HIV and AIDS. Dr. Mchuma has noted that although new HIV infections have declined by 52% from 63,000 in 2010 to about 30,000 in 2025, rates remain high among young people aged between 15 to 24, who account for 38% of all new infections. He has encouraged communities to incorporate HIV prevention, treatment and care components into Constituency Development Fund projects to strengthen the fight against HIV at local level.
Today I'm officially launching the Lane CAPFA, a new long-acting option that brings renewed hope to young people and the vulnerable population. This milestone signifies Zambia renewed leadership in the global AIDS response and our ability to turn disruption into opportunity. To guide the rollout of Lane CAPFA alongside other preventive methods such as condoms, VMMC, and additional PrEP options, I'm also launching the Zambia 2025 to 2030 HIV Prevention Roadmap.
At the same event, UN Resident Coordinator Beatrice Mutali, in a speech read for her by UNAIDS Country Director Isaac Ahmesa, pledged continued support to Zambia in reducing new infections, especially among young people.
Currently, HIV new infections globally is at about 1.3 million people new infections, which is very far from the global target of 500,000 as we have estimated to reach by 2025. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development estimates that 30 to 40% decline in health, external health financing in 2023. With immediate consequences for low and middle income countries.
Meanwhile, Kabwe District Health Director Dr. Evaristo Chanda has reaffirmed government's commitment to providing free high quality HIV and TB services, emphasizing the importance of privacy and confidentiality for all clients. Speaking during the 2025 World AIDS Day commemoration held at the Kawa Civic Center grounds, Dr. Chanda urged residents who do not know their HIV status to visit their nearest health facility for testing.
The Department of Health Services in Kawa District continues to provide quality HIV and TB services in all government facilities free of charge while maintaining privacy and confidentiality. I urge every resident of Kawe who does not know his or her HIV status to take advantage of this and visit any health facility and be tested. Knowing your HIV status allows for early treatment to promote a long, healthy life, protects the health of others by preventing transmission, and enables informed decisions about personal health and relationships.
In other news, UPND Media Director Mark Simuwe has accused the Oasis Forum of turning Bill 7 into a political issue. Mr. Simuwe has further accused the forum of attempting to run the affairs of the nation, saying that it has shown unwillingness to consider government's position on matters relating to Bill 7. Addressing the media in Lusaka today, Mr. Simuwe urged the forum to engage in debate based on the proposed amendments within the bill and to offer credible alternatives. He also defended Bill 7, stating that it aims to address constitutional challenges, including the delimitation process, which he noted is constitutionally required to be undertaken every 10 years.
The whole essence of taking a bill to the people is to allow people to uncopy, to open it and look at the contents therein, one at a time, the merits and the demerits. And why they believe they do not agree, then rubbishing the whole document. Because rubbishing the whole document is not only unfair to those that are rubbishing it, they are being unfair to citizens who may not understand the content. And most importantly, the challenge of rubbishing the whole document is that you reduce it to a political subject, a governing document being reduced to a political subject.
In global news, a prominent political rival of Cameroon's president, Paul Biya, Ashant Ikene has died while in detention, his lawyers have confirmed. Ikene has been held since October 24th following a sweeping government crackdown on post-election protests. Authorities arrested him on allegations that he supported opposition figure Issa Shiroma, who had declared himself the rightful winner of the presidential election, an announcement the government labeled as an act of subversion. We monitored the BBC on